Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
Last night's Republican National Convention featured the widow of a retired fallen St. Louis police captain. David Dorn was killed by looters in June while checking on a security alarm at his friend's pawn shop. Dorn's wife, Ann, says too many young people have become so callous and indifferent towards human life.
They shot and killed David in cold blood and then live-streamed his execution and his last moments on Earth. David's grandson was watching the video on Facebook in real time, not realizing he was watching his own grandfather dying on the sidewalk.
Four police officers were shot that night in St. Louis. Dorn says at least 55 businesses were damaged, looted, or set on fire. Sarah Walsh, a state representative for parts of Boone, Cole, Cooper, and Montauk County, served as a delegate this week to the mostly virtual Republican National Convention. She's been watching from home. She also attended the 2016 RNC. Walsh says that meeting party leaders in person is a great opportunity, but like the Democratic Convention, delegates have had to pay their own way. Virtual is less costly.
It makes it more affordable for folks because, many people don't realize that the party doesn't pay for that. Each delegate and each alternate delegate pays out of your own pocket to attend. So it's, several $1,000 when you factor in the hotel and, the flight and everything like that.
Walsh explains the National Party decision to not change the platform, keeping the same one from 2016.
Very little do you really change in a platform. It's honestly, I see it as the constitution of sorts of your party. So just like we have a constitution, for our state and country, it really very, very rarely do you change it because it should be overarching ideas. Being the conservative, being the Republican Party, we really don't want to change those core beliefs and values because that's who we are.
The convention wrapped up last night. The National Weather Service says a flash flood watch remains in effect until late tonight for southeastern Missouri, including the Boot Heel. Remnants of Hurricane Laura, now a tropical depression, could be affecting southern Missouri with thunderstorms and heavy rain. The rest of the state could see thunderstorms tonight and into tomorrow. Some Missourians will be able to ride their motorcycle without a helmet starting today.
Governor Mike Parson signed legislation into law in July. It gives Missouri motorcyclists the option of riding without a helmet. Under the old law, every person operating or riding on a motorcycle had to wear protective headgear. But starting today, Missouri motorcyclists ages 26 and older can ride without a helmet if they have both medical insurance and proof of financial responsibility. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
And it's black walnut time in the Missouri Ozarks. Despite a dry summer with some walnuts falling to the ground early, Missouri is still expecting a good crop. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.